Getting your clothes neater once more.
Did you ever call it a moi?
That's what I was trying to think of. I can't think of it right now.
Would you ever call it a moth?
Yeah, moth. That's what I was trying to think of. Moth.
Okay. And the plural of that would be?
Just moth. Moths.
All right. Now, these are things that you see them out in the country. They have long, slender bodies, and they have filmy wings, and they fly around.
Crane?
No, these are insects.
Oh.
It's an insect, maybe about this big. It has two long wings, almost transparent wings.
And grasshoppers, you think, right?
No, these things fly.
Well, grasshoppers fly.
I guess so, but these things don't hop. I guess that is a better way of putting it.
They'll hop and fly to the grasshopper again.
Yeah. Now, I was wondering if you ever used the term a snake feeder or a snake.
I've heard of snake. I've saw them.
Which one's that?
I don't know. The snake feeder, they'd call them when I saw them.
Now, would you name some different stinging insects?
Bees, wasps, yellow jackets, hornets.
What do you call the kind that don't sting? They make a nest out of mud.
Bird devil.
Yeah. What is a? Do you ever see a hornet's nest?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Well, they make them great big. Just a big shell thing.
And what? Are wasps' nests different?
Wasps, they make just a little different size. I don't know how long they're at it. They're around like that, and they hatch. Hatch out a bunch of them.
Okay, have you ever seen a yellow jacket's nest?
Oh, they're in the ground. They build them down in the ground. If they're holding the ground, they'll go down a hole in the ground usually.
I see. And do you think of a yellow jacket as a wasp or a hornet?
A yellow jacket? Neither one.
Neither one, huh?
No.
What about these things that fly around and sting you and draw blood and they get a...
Should be.
Yeah, a little bigger than that. Just swat them to keep them off you.
Sweat bee will get it.
Yeah, something bigger than a sweat bee, and they're very, very slender, and they get on you, and you see them, you stick that thing down into your arm if you don't. If you watch them closely, you see their bodies fill up with blood. They carry malaria, too.
Horsefly will do that, yeah. But they don't get
now,
on.
Now, they mentioned horsefly and sweat bee. And the hornets and wasps and yellow jackets. But
they're big, you know, a good big fly that long. They get on a cow and they'll fill up. You hit them and their blood will be on your hand.
Yeah.
Took enough blood to kill one of them. A horse fly will get on cattle or horse and they'll fill up with blood.
Well, I was thinking of something that you'd, would be, you know this word. I mean, these things are, breed around in swampy areas, and they used to spray it with DDT to kill these things.
Oh, you're thinking about mosquitoes?
Sure. And what do you call small fish that are used for
minnows?
All right, and something that a spider weaves.
Spider weaves net. Spider nest.
Spider nest, okay. Now, would you call the same thing inside, up in the corner of a...
Spider web.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Outside, you call it a nest, though. That's an interesting hat. Where,
I was mayor of Dayton here, and Chattanooga gave me that hat.
Is that right? When were you mayor?
65.
For how long?
4 years.
Is that right?
And I was city commissioner before that. Uh-huh. But I was mayor 4 years.
I should have... I didn't ask you that before, if you had any other...
I was chairman of the school board for about 20 years, city school years. My children had poorly got through school.
Mm-hmm.
And then they passed a lawyer setting up a purchase and finance commission from Ray County.